This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Investigators are still probing potential causes for last month's Marshall Fire. Boulder County Sheriff officials say they're casting a wide net as they search for answers. However, a spokesperson confirmed that investigators are actively considering three possible causes: downed power lines, human activity, or underground coal fires. Fire experts say there is no standard timeline for this kind of investigation and that it's not unusual for large complex fires to take months to examine. But there is some good news about air quality in Boulder County following the fire. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Since the fire, federal researchers have driven a van around the burn scar to monitor for air toxics. Their worry was the remains of so many buildings could release harmful chemicals. But early results show pollution is about what you'd expect in any urban neighborhood. Health officials say they're still monitoring for tiny particulates that can be dangerous. Snow has kept the ashes pinned to the ground so far, but that could change as the weather dries out. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Children's Museum of Denver has closed its doors temporarily due to hostile confrontations between guests and staff members involving mask requirements. In a statement, the museum acknowledged the stress the pandemic has put on parents, but said some visitors have inappropriately directed their anger toward workers. Denver currently requires anyone older than 2 to wear face coverings while inside public spaces. The closure will run through next Friday. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for hanging out with us on this snowy, at least if you're on the Front Range, Thursday. It's been going nonstop. Denver is expecting 4 inches at least today. So if you have to go out to drive, if you're driving right now, I hope you're being safe. I hope you get to wherever you're going without any incident. The Takeaway is coming up next.